You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsor today is Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, looking at weather. Man, it's windy this morning. All the sites I use are down. I don't know why, but I can tell you just stick your head outside. It's cranking. Anyway, today it looks like it's going to be about 75 degrees starting off the day, high around 80, south-southeast winds 25 to 35 miles per hour. Wind gust could occasionally, you know, hit 40-plus miles per hour today. So tonight, windy with mostly cloudy skies, low around 75, south-southeast winds 20 to 30 with higher gust. And then for tomorrow, windy, isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then mainly cloudy in the afternoon with more widespread storms. High of 79, south winds 20 to 30. That rain chance down on the island tomorrow is about 70%. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. They are running above normal, you would think, with this wind. So looking at today, we have a low that just occurred at 3:39 a.m. It was a negative 0.3, then a high at 1:32 p.m., a 1.6. Sunrise, 7:05 a.m., sunset, 7:39 p.m., and our moon phase is 35%. And looking at the monitor, most everything showing offshore, there's like 31 to 38 mile-an-hour winds in certain areas in gust. But along the coast, it's anywhere from 17 to 27. That's just when the monitor hits every few seconds. So pretty breezy this morning, and we'll just go from there. That's pretty bad weather above us, and that's this southerly flow is just fueling those storms up north and all those nasty tornadoes in Arkansas yesterday. Pretty nuts. All right, let's go over to the Tri-Bay area and get started off with the hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to. Glenn, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Captain. Mickey, doing just fine, buddy.
You blowing away down there by the pass?
22 miles an hour southeast right now.
Yeah, I believe it.
And that's a conservative estimate. When you walk outside, it feels a little
more. Yeah, the gusts are way higher. Yeah, it's gusting up pretty good. Pretty good blow going on, man. It's southerly flow.
And we've had salt water all around us for a couple of days now.
I bet you have. Those tides boiled up pretty good in your backyard.
Man, oh, man. Up in the yard. Yeah, I had to,
front yard, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It comes right up front yard and where the asphalt street is. And I had to park my truck up there yesterday. And we had to get our rubber boots and our Crocs on to walk through it just to get
to the cabin.
Yeah,
what are you going to do one of these days when it's just the guff's just going to be under your house one day? Maybe you want to
get a taller house, I guess.
I get just have to have pier docks to get to your staircase upstairs.
Oh, it's coastal living at its best, Captain Mickey. You know, it's one day you love it and one day you hate it. It's hard to get. But anyway, it's been a windy week, starting off the week, Tuesday and Wednesday, both days was blowing 17 to 20, 25 out of the southeast. And with all that wind pumping on that Gulf, and boy, you talking about a mess, to look out over that Gulf and see that chop. I mean, as far out as you could see, you know, normally it just breaks right there on the shore, but no, man, this stuff has been stirred up way out past the end of the jetties. I mean, it's a mess. But, that south and east wind pushing it right at us. I mean, it's a right direction of wind, just way too much.
Way too much. Yeah, buddy.
Way too much. But, starting off the week, every day was windy, and wasn't much better yesterday, and not much better this morning, and the weekend looks a little bleak, too. You may even get a little rain on Saturday morning. But we're just cruising right on through down here. I'm hoping the tides will go out far enough I can get my lawnmower cranked up today and do a little mowing.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm putting off everything, all the calls or any calls that I get right now, and just telling them, please try to just hold off for a few weeks. I mean, we're in a period of weather right now, April, March, and April, always windy. You know what I'm saying? And then you start getting into May and June, and then you lose the wind, and it starts getting hotter than a, and then that's when the fishing gets good. About time you wishing you had shade over you all day. Well, the fish are biting. So it's just funny. You can catch them one day, and I don't know. I think right now, Captain Mickey, it'd probably be tough to find them with the water scattered. I mean, with having water way up in the marsh grass like we got it.
It's wade fishing time. You know, when you pull this kind of weather, you just gotta knuckle down on the shorelines and wade fish and hope for the best. Hope the fish pull in or they're living there or what have you. It's just open water fishing, any kind of boat fishing this time of year. It's extremely tough. Unless you can get out some bayous or nook and crannies, you know, where you can get out of it and kind of control your boat a little bit where you can find some fish.
Yeah, I remember when I was that age and you couldn't keep me off the water, and the harder it would blow, the more I would go. I said, if it don't blow, we ain't going to go, or we're going to go. And we would go out, and we would fight that wind, and we would get along those wind-blown shorelines and find red stacked along there. And, you know, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, but it's just like you said, find you a little crevice or a little creek or a backwater or a slough or something that you can get out of it. And, I mean, with all this tide, it's going to drive them to the end, way up everywhere. So
I'm sure all the back lakes, marsh ponds, and all that are holding pretty good or decent water and some redfish and trout, a few flounder. You got to have areas like that to fish.
I was looking at several different books and reports, and I seen where they're, I think it's in Alabama or somewhere, where they're tagging flounder and tracking the movement of them and stuff, and showed them those tags hanging out the tails of those flounders. And anything they can do to better our flounder population. I'm all for it, man. I wish we would, Texas would come along with some kind of something to protect flounder a little better, or I don't know, maybe the stocking program, or I don't know what it is, but man, the numbers just have declined. I mean, through the years, we used to always come in with two or three flounder on the stringer. You know what I mean?
See that with all these species these days, it's out of our hands. I mean, how much more do you penalize a fisherman? In my point of view, it's not the fisherman that's depleting. It's more environmental than anything else. I mean, look at your big bull crocker runs. You don't have any of that anymore. Sand trout, I mean, when you do catch them, you might as well box them and use them for bait. I mean, they're just almost too small to, you know.
That's exactly right.
You know, and for table fare, and seeing that a lot with a lot of species of fish, and it's man, you just can't fight Mother Nature and the environment and everything else, and we're penalizing ourselves, which we're okay with that. We want to make it better. I mean, what fisherman doesn't? But it's almost like, you know, whipping a dead horse sometimes, you know, and we expect. I guess we're so impatient, we just expect things to come back overnight, and it doesn't work that way.
Well, and also, getting up to be, I don't want to bring up age or anything. I got a birthday coming up in a few days, and just like in my 70 years, Captain Mickey, I've seen a decline. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I said, you used to come in with some flounder on that stringer all the time. Or, you know, just even some big old specks and stuff. It's been 35 plus years probably since I put a mount on the wall. Both of my old fish are from way back in the day. I haven't seen another fish above 25 inches. And I can't tell you how long in this area.
It's a rare bird these days up our way. And
sure,
man,
is.
All the upper coast fishermen, they've got all this pressure on them because they're seeing all these big fish caught down south. And everybody's posting 10, 20, and 30-year-old photos on social media just to kind of...
Hey, that's when we were whooping them. That's when we were killing them, you know?
It is what it is.
30 years ago, yeah. No, that's right, buddy. You could keep 20 or you could keep 10 or whatever, and now 5 and now 3. And yeah, they're penalizing the fishermen, all right. But, man, do our part. Whatever they ask is all we can do. And be as careful as you can with the little baby fish that you catch. And you know what I'm saying. And shoot, some people that go with me, they don't even want a barb on their hook. And I go, come on, man. He goes, no, we don't need no barb. You know what I mean? If I miss them, I miss them. And some of them just want to catch them. They don't want to keep them. And I love that. You know, just go out for the sport. See what you can find. How good you are. Can you find your own fish? Or do you have to tag along with somebody? You know what I mean? Or follow somebody? Go out and do your own thing. And so much of a self-accomplishment, man, when you can go out and catch your own, you know what I mean. And,
yeah.
And that's what I love about this area. I've learned it to where...
Less than 90% of the fun is hunting them down, you know, finding them and rewarding yourself with doing a good job. Hey, man, I found a school of fish I hadn't caught here before. And then try to take care of them when you do find them. Don't sit on them and beat them up. That's a problem I see nowadays. There's so many little fish, juveniles.
Yes, sir.
A lot of guys will get on them, and it's, a bite every cast, and it's hard for them to make the call and say, hey, let's pull out of here. You know, they'll get a kicker here and there. A lot of small fish, you know, and I don't think all of them make it after they're released.
Yeah, I don't believe in sitting on top of anything. I really don't. I call it putting up a mailbox. Don't put up a mailbox. Just move on. Get what you need out of there and move on, man. Don't just crush them. But, hey, Captain Mickey, before you let me go, I want to run this by everybody. And just for a heads up, we have that Ironman Marathon in Galveston this weekend. It's going to San Luis Pass Bridge is going to be closed just for a little bit. This race is going to go on from 1 o'clock. I mean, from 8 o'clock in the morning. It starts in Galveston. It goes all and it quits at 1 o'clock in the evening. But they're going to have a little bit of the Blue Water Highway down by San Luis Pass. Those runners, it's bikers, runners, and swimmers, and I don't know what part it's going to be, but they come down and they cross the pass, turn around, and they go back. So just a heads up for Saturday down here. Yeah. It could be some traffic problems. So
I well, just hopefully they're not having to swim on the beachfront because, man, those I'm sure those rip currents and rough waves and all that, hopefully they make their swim
that's
in the bay
what I mean.
Somewhere.
Hopefully they're going to do that part of it in the bay.
Yeah.
But anyway, wanted to throw that out. Congrats on my nephew's wife, Shade. She got her a big old tom turkey, and they did the feathers. They did that tail in a frame, and it is absolutely. I'll have to send you a picture of this.
Yeah, I know send you me a photo. I love beautiful turkey pictures.
Oh, my goodness. It had a 10-inch beard, and when they did the mount and everything, they got it so. One of those back thorns, you know, spurs.
Mm-hmm.
They got
yeah,
the spurs.
Yeah.
Got the spurs off of it. They got the beard off of it. And man, I've never seen one done like that and all wrapped up in one deal. So, but anyway, congrats to them. They got it up there, I think, around Fredericksburg or somewhere up in the hill country.
All right.
So, cool deal. That's all I got for you.
All right, Hammer. Well, you have a good day. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you and come down and fish the Tri-Bay area.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683, buddy. Have a great day, and thanks for
you
taking
too.
My calls.
Later, okay. Man. All right.
Yes, sir.
See you, Glenn. All right. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, right in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night, April 24th. You can join them for the captain's meeting in Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, plus there's a chance to get in on action before the lines even hit the water. So then it's game on, safe light launch on Friday morning, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. Bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry's just $400 a team. Here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, helping get more kids out on the water and into the outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County and check in with Bob Green. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. At least I got a phone that'll work this morning, I think.
I think so. Boy, it didn't work last week.
Boy, I know it. It just, I didn't even get the message till later. Now I've just got to try to figure out the buttons on this one. Oh, I hate change. I hate to change the wallet, and I hate to change the phone.
What, did you get a new phone?
Yeah. I got one, but I hadn't quite got it figured out other than just making a call and taking a call. But anything else, I've got to study it a little bit.
You got to play with it.
Yeah.
I switched phones, I don't know, about a year ago, and it was a nightmare getting all my stuff in there. That girl goes, you need to delete a lot of this. I said, lady, I need all that.
I mean, yeah.
I live with this thing, you know, for this radio show and other things. I said, man, that's just,
well, it's
your
our
contact
business.
List is huge.
I think it all got in there anyway, but I just hate dealing with them, to be honest with you. But.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, well, I'm going to run the boat this morning and see if it got fixed, because it was stalling Tuesday. I'd get up on, run for about a minute, and all of a sudden it would start, you know, just losing power. And then I'd drop it back. I'd slow back down to an idle. And then it would go again, jump up on plane with full power, and then run
fuel
for a
power.
While, and like it. But, well, we really couldn't find anything, or ran it on the computer. You know, it's one of those deals when you take your car to the dealership or something, and they just can't duplicate the, kind of like an electrical problem. It's just sporadic. But it was doing it the last three times I tried to get up on plane, so we're making a quick fishing trip this morning before the 20-mile-an-hour winds gets here.
Well, they're already down here on the coast, buddy.
I saw all that stuff above us coming this way, too.
Oh, I know. Tomorrow looks kind of gnarly. They can leave them tornadoes up north. Don't bring them to the coast. I don't want that.
No. Boy, no, they can have all that they want.
Well, this southerly flow, it's just fueling all that, you know, this Gulf moisture in with the cooler temps and the warmer air, and it's just, man, it's bad stuff.
Well, I tell you what, though, fishing has made a kind of a dramatic turn the last couple of weeks, at least for me it has. Now, you'll talk to somebody every once in a while, they smoked them, you know, and some of them, a lot of them are just saying most of their fish are deep, and I know that for a fact too. But my shallow fish, and I know good and well that spawn's not over. Good gosh, I mean,
no,
it's just
no.
The way. But you hear some say, "Oh, well, it's over." You know,
it's not
over. There's something slowing them down. Or you know, they were up to. I mean, you were catching double digit numbers of fish. You know, for about 2 weeks there, 3 weeks, you know, in the first part of March, and then the end of March seemed like
the shallow bite had down in the areas where I know that those fish are spawning in. Now, I don't know what's, you know, we still net, you know, throwing right across the top of all of our spawning areas, you know, going after those tilapia. I don't know if that had an effect. I mean, it didn't affect them as bad last year. I mean, those fish were still in there acting on beds and all. Now we're sitting there a tilapia on a fouling a catching a foul with tilapia, and the needle nose gar, you're catching them either in the mouth or in the tail, whichever one you drag it across.
Mm-hmm.
And the bait's still there, not near what they should be as far as, you know, running. So we'll see what happens this week and next week, and it just seems like it's slowed down, and a lot of the deeper bite is working now, mostly on shaky head, not even on the Carolina rig as much as a shaky head.
You know something, how these bass do that, you know, that the males are always in there on the beds. They guard those beds, mm-hmm. especially after the eggs are laid. And those females just,
yeah,
it's before they dump. And after they dump, they just kind of, they hang out there just a little bit deeper, close to that area. Mm-hmm. And the bigger bass, and I'm, you know, the sows, you know, the females have been being caught, you know, out of ways from what I've been hearing from guys I know. You know, that's what Randy Dearman was talking about yesterday morning. A lot of buck bass shallow, though, and lizards and, you know, creature stuff.
Right. Yeah, the
worms.
I've been dipping the tails, too, just to kind of get a little chartreuse garlic on it, just to get a little extra flash to it. But, yeah, I mean, and like you said, moving that anywhere from 10 to 12, even 14, and I'm thinking just kind of holding off, you know, and either ready to push in or not. It's been a strain. It's you know, I expect it to bust loose at any time because it has been hit and miss. And no matter who you talk to, you may talk to somebody and say, okay, they had 10 or 12, or somebody had 30. But, you know, there was 3 weeks ago, for two or 3 weeks in a row, you know, we were just, you know, catching good fish.
Right.
Not great big numbers, you know, in the 50s and stuff like that, but be a really decent morning. And the fish were, the size of the fish were solid. I mean, you know, 3 and 4 pound fish and the occasional six. That's kind of what we're dealing with right now. And most of the people I've talked to, they're wondering what's going on too. And right now I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. The water, I mean, we got more water in there and we don't know what to do with. I mean, if you don't slow down coming to the dock, you'll be up on the grass with the front end. I'll be stuck in the mud, you know, up on the edge of the bank.
Right.
So anyway, I mean, that's good for not scratching up the bottom of your boat, but, you know, there's a lot of rock, that area there, so you don't want to bump on that too hard. But, and like I say, other than that, I mean, it's, you know, one morning it'll be rattle traps, next morning it'll be shaky head, morning it'll be a chatterbait. So you just kind of got to have two or three baits ready to chunk out there. But one thing about that bite, doesn't last but about an hour and a half if you're lucky to take it that long.
Yeah.
And then you're pretty much, you know, worming your way around. We'll see. Water temperature was up to 72, 74. Gosh, it's felt like summertime the last two or three days.
Yeah, so southerly flow, it's all muggy and warm and windy.
Back to shorts and sandals again.
Yeah, well, it'll cool down this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking to say.
You know, and that's been a big deal, too. Water temperature has been fluctuating so drastically. You know, as soon as you get the stable, warm water temperature, then a front comes in unexpectedly, and here goes the temperature is dropping back again.
Yeah. I just, in years past, I just hadn't noticed it as drastic of a change, you know, than
right.
the numbers and stuff. The size has been good, but the numbers have been down. And then you hear a report about we smoked them, or it was hot. You know, there's a bunch of these different little formats, and it's gonna. Because the people I know that's out there every other day or every day have a different tale to tell. So then some of the, Facebook posts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many people fishing, somebody's going to catch them. I mean, when you got that many people fishing for them, somebody's going to stumble into a good wad.
Absolutely.
Now, if everybody's getting them like that, then you know it's on.
Yeah, and then I'm doing something wrong.
you'd be getting them. You know, that's fishing, man.
The boat got me irritated too. Everything running along just great. Got the new controller on there where you can push that button, and some new electronics, and I'll go out there, and I'm thinking, okay, everything's cool, and that happens.
Did you get a new trolling motor?
Yes.
I got to take the plunge one of these days. I just hate to take off a motor that's working perfectly to go to something new.
I was having some trouble. I tell you, the worst thing is I'm still grabbing for the handle that's not there.
Right.
I'll reach down, and I'm thinking I need to go to the right, and I'll reach over, and not even looking, I know exactly where that handle is.
Well, you're not going to like it when you push that button and that thing won't come up, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
If
it messes up, when it's down and you can't get it up, you won't like that if it ever happens to you. They're getting it down pretty good now, though, where they're not having much trouble with that.
Oh yeah. That'd be another problem I had to figure out with trying to get back up on the trailer. I've got a friend going with me this morning because we want to see if it's going to stall again. Because they ran it on it's one of them deals that can't duplicate again. So we'll try it and see what happens.
They didn't find anything to fix. It's probably going to do it again.
Yeah, I'm just about for sure it's going to do it again, and I'll have it back over there this afternoon.
Like fuel related, you know, unless it's dropping a bank.
Yeah, I hope not that.
You know, one side could be a stator coil. I mean, there's so many.
Oh, yeah, if you pull it up, it gives you about 30 different things to check from a rail or something like that. Or
fuel rail, stator coil. Yeah. I mean.
And one of them even said the throttle deal or the in the back of it.
Throttle sensor.
Something like that.
Yeah, you running what, a Mercury?
Yeah, a 225 Opti.
I had one of those on Optimax do that years ago. It was the throttle sensor. When you'd advance it would, it'd jump up on plane, then it would fall off and then run rough, and you could idle around with it like that, but you couldn't get on
plane.
It always seemed like it did it more when the motor was warmer, you know, the engine was warm.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, every time I'd get up on plane, it would run for about a minute, and then it would start starving for fuel is what it sounded like.
That's
then
what
you
I,
shut it back
what
down, and
well,
then turn right around and
how long
go
has it
again.
Been since you replaced the fuel lines on that boat? You know, from the tank to the engine.
Well, they
could
were
be
there
a bad
in 2005.
Bug or a bad fuel hole sucking in. You know, I had one like that. On a Mercury, you know, it came with that gray hose, and it has that plastic inner liner inside the hard rubber. And what had happened, this alcohol in the fuel had broken that down, and it let it loosen from the inner core of that fuel line, and you'd be running along just fine, and it'd do what you're talking about. And what was happening, it was collapsing. That hose was sucking flat in there, and it was starving it for fuel.
I'm going to get to look at it a little more this morning, and going to go out there and try to get that morning bite. And then those hoses came on the boat in 2005. So
I think it might be time for new
change
fuel
that out.
I do that about every 3 years. This new stuff doesn't do it though. It's just the older hose, especially that gray hose.
But that's probably the next thing to do then, is just replace that.
Yeah. Because with these newer hoses, you'll get a little breakdown from the alcohol and the gas, and it'll start deteriorating the inside, and then it'll clog up your fuel pump with particles and stuff.
I expected to have that problem with it before, but I don't remember those lines being gray. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't have been.
Well,
you know, that. But I'll look at them this morning. And
yeah, you'll have to look under the deck.
I didn't even take the bulb and stuff.
They're run under the deck from the, you know.
Where they're still gray, so they turn black. But it'll eventually get figured out. It's just the worst time of the year to start messing up. And, of course, that's the way it always is.
The best thing to do is have some, you know, a tech out there in a boat with the laptop hooked to it and then run it. And then when it does malfunction and do that, it'll show up on the laptop.
Well, I'll be calling them first thing this morning when it does it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, you got to get that handled. All right, Bob. Well, hey, bud. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you. How do they get a hold of you? Give them some info, bud.
Cell phone's the best way. 281-460-9200. I think pull up Bob Green Fishing. It'll come up.
Bob Green Fishing.
Y'all have a great morning.
And all right, good luck with that new phone, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
and the boat. All right, see you, buddy.
Yeah, boat. Later.
All right, later. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Captain Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. Tommy boy, what's up, man?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Not a lot. Watching that wind blow, brother. That is the only thing up around here is the wind.
Well, that wind's more than up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's getting it, dude.
It's bad. And it's been bad for a couple of days, and it's still got a couple of days left.
Yeah, it's a cranker.
It's supposed to crank today, tomorrow, and then crank out of the, north on Sunday?
North Sunday and Monday.
And then it calms down Monday afternoon or something, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's the rumor.
Yeah, because I look at Tuesday night forecast on Conroe showed light and bearable. Because I'm going to go up there and fish that Tuesday nighter.
Are you? Cool.
So, and it said light and bearable, so I knew it calmed by then. At least up there it did.
I've been catching some pretty good sacks in that Tuesday night here lately, what Richard was telling me.
Like, beyond good. Last Tuesday night, my buddy Russell's won it twice in the last 3 weeks.
Really? And, well, that's cool.
He had 20 pounds Tuesday night three fish.
That's three fish. That's not five. That's three.
Right. And then 3 hours.
Yeah.
So all you got is 3 hours to do it and three fish. He had 20 pounds.
That's over a 6 pound average. That's nasty.
And then the week before it was like 18 something. It's been 18 plus every week.
Awesome.
It's taken about 11 to get a check, to get the last place check, it's taking 11 something usually.
Man.
So, I mean, you need a 4 pound average just to get the last place check.
Right. That's strong.
So, yeah, Conroe is like on fire. I mean, it's the weights are just, they're crazy weights up there right now. Lots of big ones.
Awesome.
Definitely the time to be up there. But I didn't go up there this week. You know, I've saltwater fished at the beginning of the week. Mm-hmm. And then I hadn't fished the last 2 days because I've just been, we've just been kind of riding it out. Beginning of the week, though, you know, we had a couple good days. I guess it was Monday and Tuesday is what I fished. Let me think. They all run together.
Yeah.
I guess it was Monday and Tuesday that I fished. And we had both were good days. You know what I mean?
Right.
We caught our trout. We caught some good trout. We even started catching them on top waters, drifting. Monday was the first day I caught fish on top water this year, drifting. I know
that's
they've been
fun.
Catching some,
you know,
weight.
Top water's out of the boat. It lets, yeah, you know, people are up higher and they're able to see better. And
oh yeah,
you know, then when you're wading below the water, they see things with top water fishing that they don't see wading, and that's a lot of fun.
I know. It's different, and I've done it both ways, obviously. And there's something about a calm day out there in the middle drifting, and one come up in 5 foot of water and smoke that top water.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll flat scare you when you're out there.
I won't be scared.
I know.
Put me in, coach.
So Monday was the first day that we started catching them on top water. We caught, I think, two or three Monday and two or three on Tuesday. Each day we had two or three on top water. So it wasn't just lights out, but they were eating it a little bit. And then most was still on paddle tails.
Mm-hmm.
That's still been my go-to is paddle tails.
Right.
Paddle tail and a quarter ounce jig head. It's been pretty hard to beat this whole winter for me. Or 3/16.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of 3/16 in a paddle tail. As far as colors, I've seen it all this winter. Yeah. I mean, overall, I would say darker colors have been the best, but we've had a few days where they wanted that white, something white. There was a couple of days it had to be white. But overall, roach or plum and chartreuse probably is what I've thrown the most. You know, normal stuff.
Well, I'm sure my sucker color for me, purple, I would do quite well with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, plum and chartreuse, kind of the same thing.
I've been hooked on purple my entire life. I just love that color.
Yep.
Confidence thing.
Yeah, well, you know, in bass fishing too, I throw June bug, which is like purple in it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's probably my overall favorite color of worm for bass fishing is June bug.
Yep, some of my best days bass fishing ever back in the day when I used to do it a lot was always that cream worm, that purple.
Yeah, I mean, you can throw
white tail early in the year, and then go to a fire tail later because the perch wouldn't leave that white tail alone. You know, once the water got warm,
You can just throw it in clear water and in dirty water. Both, it works.
Yeah, its silhouette's good.
It's like in the bay. It's like roach. You know, roach works in clear water and in dirty water.
Right. Black and gold.
It's just hard. It's old school. Old school deal. But that was it. I did that Angler U deal on Tuesday night. So,
yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard about it. And that's good. That's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. That was fun.
Yeah. Caleb's fun to work with, him and Larry. They're good guys, man.
I'd never done any kind of deal really like that. That was kind of first time I ever done that.
Just talking fishing, brother. Nothing to it, huh?
But being viewed, you know, I've done it radio show with you for years. No one can see you. And then I've done a few other podcasts, but no one can see you. That's the first time I've ever done it where people are live watching you, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad.
Yeah.
Put your game face on, man.
But it turned out pretty good. You know, I still don't have my voice back, and it's been like 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, look at the wind and all the pollen flying around and everything. It's just this time of year, I take one Zyrtec a day. I live on that stuff, and you know, to keep me going, I lose my voice. I'm kind of done doing this job.
Yeah. Right? Well, I might need to start because I just keep thinking it's going to go away, and here it is, three weeks in.
Drink local honey in my coffee and eat Zyrtec this time of year.
I do the honey deal.
Yeah, I do. I like
every
honey.
Morning. I put
raw local honey. It's got to be the good stuff, not like it by off shelf in a box store.
No. That's what I do too. I do raw.
Got a local that gets it local and it's got the allergens or whatever in there. I don't know all the scientific data on it, but I know it works. It's helped me anyway over the years.
Well, one of my customers has his own bee farm in Sealy. He's out of Sealy, so he brings me jars of it every time. I mean, he comes two or three times a year, but he brings a couple jars each time. So I always eat that.
That'll work.
But whatever this is, it won't leave my voice alone. It's just something weird.
Well, once all these trees bud out and get rid of grass and tree pollen and all that, you'll shape it up. All right, Tommy, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and doing a fishing trip with you, give them some info, buddy. Or go bass fishing, either one.
Yeah, we're doing them both right now. So either one. But Facebook, Tommy Alexander, but my phone's the best way, 979-709-8242.
All right, my friend. Tommy, have a good one.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thank you. Later.
Later.
All right, let's run down to South Padre now. Let's hook up with old Brian Barrera this morning. Captain Brian, what's up, man?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, just hanging out.
All right. Yep, same here. I just got up a little bit ago getting ready for my trip this morning. Got to go chase a little bit of snook in the mega wind.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's windy up here, so I know it's got to be cranking down there, too, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's been just cranking. But, I mean, we already canceled one trip this week for the wind, and, you know, so we're just going to run it, see how it goes.
No guts, no glory.
Yeah. Well, just hope for the best. At least we know that there won't be a ton of boats out there, but we'll see how it goes. I fished in the wind earlier this week, and it was really good. You know, we caught a lot of snook, a lot of oversized snook. You know, we had that big flooding situation.
Right. How did y'all shaping back up after that?
Shaping back up. Lots of the fields and stuff are still messed up. The whole Arroyo Colorado was shut down by the Corps of Engineers. That whole
thing saw that where flooded. They posted that. Yeah.
Yep. Every boat that was on the water in there did not make it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I think they said maybe one boat made it.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've been picking boats up out of there, Towboat US. They've been getting washed out to the bay. They've been, you know, picking boats up out of there all week.
My goodness.
Been a mess.
That was a bad flood, man. What was the worst one since, what'd they say, 1923 or something like that?
Yep, a lot of water. A lot of water. There was black drum on the streets and stuff.
I saw some videos of one guy chasing a drum down the road trying to catch it, and it finally ran out of water and flipped over, and he picked it up.
It's funny. It's been just, you know, since then it's been a little bit real muddy in most places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just been kind of dealing with it. If you get far east on the sand, it's still pretty green, and, you know, you're catching some trout and the color changes and stuff like that, popping cork and artificial shrimp or jig head and a little soft plastic.
Right.
We're picking up some fish like that, and, you know, we're snook fishing right now too, so. We'll see how it goes. But like I said, it was super windy all week. I actually had to cancel one day. Went out yesterday and just got beat up by the wind. You know, fishing was decent, just some trout and stuff. That's kind of what my guy wanted to do.
Right.
Had a nice calm day. I guess maybe it was Tuesday. We had a pretty decent weather day, and I got to get out to the jetties and we did. We caught some bull reds and stuff, so it's been going pretty good, despite the crazy wind and the dirty water.
Mm-hmm. Well, just gotta go out
to
make it happen.
Yep. Hoping to get into some more fish, hoping that these mangrove snappers start getting a little happy here pretty soon. You know, staying consistently warm until, you know, I was saying that until, you know, Sunday or so comes around. I think that there's a little front coming through.
Yeah, we got that tomorrow and Sunday front clearing the coast and starting another new week next week. Hope the weather's at least get these winds down, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was seeing some like 30-mile-an-hour winds and stuff, and most of like today, and then it's gonna be pretty busy the next. I mean, pretty windy the next few days, and then it's gonna shift and be blowing, you know, 15, 25 out of the north.
Yeah.
When this front comes, so just prepare to fish in the wind the next few days or so, next week or so, pretty much. It's just part of the deal, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll be covering some ground, throwing some popping corks. We'll be doing some bay fishing. I got a bay fish lot next week too, so hopefully it'll clear out and everything will be good. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, the mangrove snapper is starting to get a little more active too, so that's been pretty fun. We've been catching some pretty good ones, 5 to 6 pounders. But kind of
nice.
Like on jigs. Yeah. None on the top water
yet.
Later
in the year, as it gets warmer, you'll start catching those on top water too, huh?
Yes, sir. As it warms up, those fish will rise in the water column, and they'll get a little happier, and they tend to attack, you know, nice small to medium-sized top waters. Mm. And they're ferocious. They're awesome. I just love catching mangrove snapper on top water.
Yeah, I know. I bet that's pretty cool. I've never done that before.
You guys will have to come down and check it out.
Yeah.
And this is the time of the year when it starts to, you know, it's starting to warm up, so I'll start to see some of the little baby tarpon hanging around in the ship channel and stuff, too. I mean, they're in there year-round, but
those
they'll
are fun
actually
to catch
come up
too,
and start.
On light tackle. That's good stuff.
Yep. They'll come up and start showing themselves and rolling around a little bit, getting happy. So I haven't seen many rolling tarpon yet as far as those little ones go.
Uh-huh.
But the time is near.
Yes, it is.
And we're looking forward to it.
You'll blink and look up, and you'll be out in the Gulf catching 150 to 200s before you know it.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to that. I've just been drifting the color change for now, you know. I've been hanging out on the color change.
I bet y'all got some color changes, all that fresh water everywhere.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, we've got that clear water far east, and as you go west, the color changes. You know, you start to get into that margarita-colored water, the green stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you get that transition from the green stuff to the brown stuff. You know, most of the time, they're somewhere in between one of those two color changes, you know, and usually just kind of looking for some jumping mullet and bait, signs of life, you know, so yeah. You stop and fish it for 15 minutes, see if you get some bites.
Well, I wish
kind of
best,
patchy.
My friend.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, somebody wants to come down and book you and go fishing. How'd they get a hold of you, Brian?
Sure. Direct call would be the best. Area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com. I still have some good days available with some good moons in May coming up near soon if anybody wants to get after them.
Cool. All right, buddy. Well, Brian, you have a good weekend. Good luck with your trip today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. See you, man. Yeah. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.